Hundreds of urban alchemy workers gathered at City Hall on Tuesday for a rally hosted by San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie to honor the life of one of their colleagues, 60-year-old Joey Alexander, who was fatally shot last week while on the job. The death has sparked outcries for both reform and respect. Urban Alchemy, one of the most visible nonprofits in the city of San Francisco, has been a staple of the Tenderloin and Mid-Market areas since its inception in 2018. Since then, it has grown to hold contracts with 10 public agencies across the city. The organization was founded to, quote, create career pathways for returning citizens, primarily those who are serving long-term or life sentences, end quote, as noted by its website. Beyond incarceration, many staff members, whom the organization calls practitioners, also have a history of homelessness or addiction. Practitioners are trained to tackle public crises, such as overdoses and crime, often using their own lived experiences. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, Joey Alexander served 23 years in prison before working with Urban Alchemy, which was his employer for almost 3 years until his recent death. On the day of the shooting, Alexander was working at his usual post on Larkin Street near City Hall when he approached 42-year-old Edmund Bowen to request that he not use drugs while children are present. Bowen responded with, F Urban Alchemy, before firing at Alexander, who succumbed to his injuries a few days later. Urban Alchemy director Ronald Sky Carter spoke about Alexander at the rally.
He would come out here every day, no matter how many names we get called or how people talk about us or bad press that we get. He came out here and actually trying to make a difference.
Many local residents say that Urban Alchemy workers have changed the city for the better. The practitioners, who wear green and black vests sporting the nonprofit's logo, are often seen offering aid, keeping sidewalks clear, walking children to school, and greeting pedestrians. A 2024 study by Stanford University also showed that when Urban Alchemy practitioners are present, neighborhood crime rates significantly lower. During the rally, Supervisor Bilal Mahmood, who represents the Tenderloin, emphasized the tangible impact of these workers.
The data is clear. In areas where Urban Alchemy operates, crime drops by as much as 52%. Drug-related crime drops by 82%. But beyond the statistics, neighbors, businesses, and families in the Tenderloin tell me every single day how they feel safer with Urban Alchemy ambassadors. They know them by their name. They greet them daily. They're a part of our community. And Mr. Alexander was one of those names as well.
However, many community members have pointed out the dangerous expectations of the position. Beyond Anderson, two other Urban Alchemy workers have reported being shot while on the job. During the rally, Del Seymour, a leader of the organization Code Tenderloin, emphasized how practitioners are often put in risky situations, critiquing earlier statements made by San Francisco Police Chief Paul Yep.
One of the speakers up here bragged that Urban Alchemy stands shoulder to shoulder with the police. We are in front of the police. We are the first responders. You are the first responders. And it was proved by that tragedy, which is 300 feet away from here.
The organization, which has expanded to 9 cities and 6 states, has also recently made headlines for facing budgetary and management issues over the past few months. While Mayor Lurie has renewed Urban Alchemy's contract with the city, the nonprofit's future remains uncertain. For now, Supervisor Mahmood is set to introduce a resolution at the Board of Supervisors, quote, honoring the life and service of Joey Alexander and recognizing the vital role Urban Alchemy plays in our public safety network, end quote. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.